I think I'm going to come back to you today since we've got a whole row of folks back here. Good to see you all this morning. How are you doing? Well, so we've got the beginning of the story of Moses here today. How many of you know the second part of the story of Moses? We're going to be hearing that in a little bit. We're going to hear about how Pharaoh said, all right, I don't like the boys. Sorry, Gage. Sorry, Luke. Pharaoh really didn't like the boys. He said, I want you to take all the boys and put them in a basket and kill them all. Just kill them all. And so Moses' mother, she had this nice little baby boy. And she said, well, I like him. I want to keep him. And Moses had an older sister whose name was Miriam, so she might have been sort of about your age, Sydney, I don't know. And she said, well, we're going to try to hang on to this baby boy. We're going to try to keep him alive. And so she put him in a basket. And I didn't have like a really good basket to show you, but this is, you know, if you put this basket in the water, it, like, what do you think would happen? You think, yeah, it might sink. The water would probably go right through it because, you know, it's just like reeds and something. But so what they did was they put some sticky stuff like tar on the bottom to prevent the water from going through. And then they put some, probably put some cloth or something on top, and they put the baby in. And this was, the basket that they had was kind of like deeper, and it had a top on it, so you could kind of cover it up. And they just put the basket, they just kind of like slid it, like right by the edge of the water, like right in the reeds. And they kind of hid it there, sort of making sure it wouldn't get into any kind of trouble. And Moses' sister, his older sister, Miriam, was watching all of these things. And then she was hoping that somebody was going to come along and save this baby, because sooner or later, this basket was going to get carried down the river. Well, who comes along next? Do you know? Pharaoh's daughter, exactly. And she said, what's going on here? How come I hear like a baby crying in there? What's a baby doing down there? And so she helps to rescue. Miriam helps, and Pharaoh's daughter helps to rescue the baby Moses. And so he's able to grow up and save his people. And so that's going to be, we're going to hear about that in the second scripture reading for today. And I have some sheets that you might want to fill out. This is, if you might listen carefully and see if there's any stories, anything I told that was a little bit different. But you might want to imagine yourself as Miriam and think what she might like write in her diary that night. Say, can you imagine what happened to me today? So you might want to just write a little bit about that. And I have also some Bibles here, so some picture Bibles. So you're welcome to look at those and just leave them here at the end of the worship service. But I've got in one of them I marked the story. It's in Exodus chapter 1. Now I don't think that was it. I think I marked the other one. Sorry. Yeah. Maddie can help you find that. But let's say a prayer first. Gracious God, I ask you to bless these children gathered here today. Bless them with your love and help them to learn how to love you. And bless all those, all the other children in our congregation and in our community and in our world. Keep them safe from all who would harm them, and teach them your love. In Jesus' name, amen. Good to see you.